Welcome to Worldwide Wonderful Women, a podcast for your living in divine power when yours is diminished. A podcast where encouragers receive encouragement. We understand these are hard times. You may find that it is becoming more of a challenge for you to remain strong as you give of yourself continuously. That's why this is the place to join other women globally who face the same challenges as you. So join us regularly to receive biblical insight, not to faint, but to stand strong. This is the podcast to be rejuvenated and revitalized. Now, let's join our host, Paula Harris.
Hello, my sister. What a delight to have you join me again this week for episode number 55 of Worldwide Wonderful Women. The title of this episode is Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. When I was at the hospital and my mother was on her deathbed, she seemed to be looking at something at the end of her bed. She seemed to be peacefully focused on an object that I couldn't see with my natural eyes. I asked her, "Mom, what do you see?" I tried to get her to tell me a couple of times, but really at that point she couldn't speak. I truly believe that an angel was there to escort my mother home to Jesus. The pain of being separated from her was really great. But there is no pain that Jesus cannot feel, and there is no hurt that he cannot heal. Jesus is able to keep you, and he is always there. We are continuing today our focus on four names of God this month. Previously, I shared the importance of Jehovah Nissi, the Lord my banner. Jehovah Mekadishkim, the Lord who sanctifies you. Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. And today is the last name for this month, Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. Remember, God's names reveal his nature and his character to us. And they definitely bring us hope and strength because they're like promises to us. Psalm 113 verses 1 to 4 states, "Praise the Lord, praise, O servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore, from the rising of the sun to its going down. The Lord's name is to be praised." Again, our focus today is Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. Jehovah signifies his timeless, ever-present existence. And again, the chief meaning of Jehovah is to be or to exist. There again has never been a time that God was not or a moment when he will not be. He is eternal. Yahweh, or its transliteration, Jehovah, is his covenant name, particularly in relationship with the nation Israel. Now, Shammah is the word for there, or presence, and it denotes his constant presence. It's found in Ezekiel chapter 48, verse 35, which states, "All the way around shall be 18,000 cubits, and the name of the city from that day shall be The Lord is There." When you look at Ezekiel chapters 40 to 48, they describe for us the glories of the millennium. Now, if you don't know what the millennium is a period of 1,000 years during which Christ is going to rule on the earth, and it takes place after the tribulation. Now, these chapters include facts about the new temple, its size, its priest, its location, among other things, the city Jerusalem. The new name for the city of Jerusalem during the millennium will be Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. Remember, the Lord had departed from Jerusalem because of the sins of the people. But as the prophet Ezekiel had stated repeatedly, God will return to dwell with his people because they will no longer worship lifeless idols and be engaged in detestable practices. Israel will enjoy the Lord's holy presence in the millennium. Looking again at this name, Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. What more could we ask for? What more could we want? When you're in the hospital room, he is there. When you close your eyes in death, he is there. When sickness ravishes your body, he is there. When your husband or best friend walks out on you, he is there. When you don't understand, he is there. When your heart has been broken, he is there. When you're waiting for the test results, he is there. When you feel lonely, he is there. When you fill in the blanks, whatever is going on with you right now, I pray that this name will encourage you, this name from God, this name that's going to be with us eternally in the millennium and really is eternally with us right now. He is here, and no matter where you go and no matter what takes place in your life, he is there. Matthew chapter 28 verse 20 says, "And behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Just think of it. His presence is with us always, no matter where we go, no matter what we encounter. Jehovah Shammah, God is there. Hold that in your heart, my sister, and be blessed by it. I pray our topic this month has strengthened you in your walk with God. And until God brings us together again, smile. Jesus loves you.
Thank you for listening to Worldwide Wonderful Women. We trust you enjoyed the program. Please take a moment to leave us a good rating and review on iTunes to help us continually encourage others around the globe. We also invite you to go to twmforjesus.org. That's TWM like in Mary, FORJESUS.org to download your free gift and see other resources to help you live in divine power. And oh, don't forget to tell your friends. Until next time, be strong and of good courage.